Good evening, Los Angeles, and welcome to another installment of The Talking Show.
Hi.
K-Chung Radio's...
Only.
Most delightful...
Only.
All talking, all the time, radio show.
No music, ever.
I know that lately there's been a lot of competition around this time slot for talking... And I want to say that this is a war we're going to win with our new enemies at Too True, Too Real.
Yeah, we've been talking since before you were born. That's right.
They think talking is just a place they can go. It's not a place.
No, it's an act.
It's not even a mindset.
That's right, it's an act. And actions require consequences.
That's right, Nicholas. No one at this station has paid dues to the bitch goddess that is talking like we have.
Oh, we have knelt before her for years, since before you were born.
She wants blood sacrifice, and so shall she have.
Every full moon, she claims the larynx of a virgin.
Not until Max and Joe surrender.
Step down.
Or until we... heft them up to her in a hecatomb. Too talking. Will this issue be resolved? Go back to dance music where you came from. Go back. You're not prepared to deal with what lives here on the talking show.
This is the dense forest of talking, the husk of experience.
Anyway... having cleared that up and right out of the way, I went to a yoga retreat last weekend in Ojai.
Oh, wow. Namaste, Steve. Namaste.
That's right, near the vortex. That's actually where the spirit of talking in her incarnation as the goddess of vengeance appeared to me.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's great.
I was apparently... meditating on a really serious ley line.
You know, the goddess of talking first appeared to me during a Seinfeld rerun. How about that?
Wow. And so what did you do last weekend, Nicholas?
I went to San Francisco, where they used to put flowers in their hair, but now they can see your biostats in their sunglasses. Different time, I guess.
Oh, well, that does also sound lovely. Anyway, tonight's guest is coming all the way from my hometown of Toronto. She's here in the studio with us today with this amazing oscillator that makes this sort of humming sound as well. And she is a extremely gifted performance artist, general purpose artist. And a really amazing person. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Lisa Smolkin.
Hi there. This is Lisa Smolkin, and here are some of my tweets. Wishing all underdogs well. Need some theta healing. Kuan Yin. Vanilla rainbow meringues. Eye bright wash. Who has a bad time at farmer's markets? Me. My sick feelings overshadowed by my fear of wild animals. Thinking about classic outdoor furniture colors and thinking pink and purple and baby blue are every bit as good. Got home from dancing and took the lace doily off of my head. On the edge of the staggering emptiness. Someone is blaring that old Chris Isaak song. I'm listening. Hand washing my Chanel ribbon. Fashion, health food, pagan marriage. They were really nice to me at the bank today. They all cared about my bank card that I lost and thought that I looked like Lady Gaga. Ordered Jackie books from the library on various types of fruit as per his request. I love this child. At the moment, I wish I was a blonde spiritual singer. I like cute things like cupids, rainbows, unicorns, cupcakes, crystals, diamonds, hearts. Trying not to behave like a kicked dog today. Eating cucumber for my skin. stood in an elevator going down 67 floors with the ex-CEO of Bank of Montreal and was dazzled. What is wrong with me? If I was more organized, I would have bought one piece from each designer collection from H&M. If I was Paris Hilton, I would go to the Barbara Brennan School of Energy Healing. I want to go to the Barbara Brennan School in Miami. If you spontaneously smell rose water or baked goods, you may be surrounded by angels. I'm in a trance. I'm in another trance. Retweet. Fill less prescriptions. Plant more rose bushes. I was a nice but mouthy kid. Just made Scott follow me as I pretended to be the Pied Piper singing a sad Jewish melody. I looked hurting today, full of shame, pale, with bags under eyes and pseudo-preppy clothes. Me to Jackie. At yoga, they said to think of someone you love that you are grateful for, and I thought of you and cried. Jackie, base palm. Sean, why didn't you have a bat mitzvah? Me, because I was like a boat without a moor, also like no anchor. Made a faux pas with female rabbis. Said, I like your dress, instead of Shabbat Shalom. Thanks for the ad. Hobbies. Angels. Ylang Ylang essential oil smells like bananas to me, and true lavender essential oil smells like red licorice. In a perfect world, I would go to tonight's Clown Cave rave. Learning that when we are trying on a wedding dress and then put on jewelry and veil, it's called getting jacked up. 50% of the people I hug, something sharp on them digs into my gullet. My neighbor told me that she thought I was wearing a mask yesterday, but I wasn't. I thought my yoga teacher was mad at me, but she's not. I love life. Olivia Chow just used the word holistic twice in a debate. What if at the end of a fashion show, the designer went to hold the last model's hand, but the model didn't like the designer, so they wouldn't? If I feel even a moment's hesitation with you, it is over. Visual pathways dulled by trauma. Just went for a walk in a white fun fur coat with bear ears, Uggs, and harem pants. Did not make eye contact with anyone. Wearing mom jeans as a mom. Grumblecore. Also, when Jackie's friend's mom came to pick him up, I realized I had two books on a table about how to be an adult. I borrowed $3 from a 12-year-old today. There's a dog and a cat in the bank. I got a ride to work. Can't wait for the sun to come up to get some natural light so I can photograph my certified angel card reader certificate. Just sprayed a type of smudge to energetically clear before I go to the David Letterman show. Restaurant was supposed to be good according to Lonely Planet, but my feelings got hurt at restaurant. 2.5 years later, still sad. Had a blessed phone conversation with my mom today where we talked about / Googled the populations of New York City, Vancouver, and Toronto. Always looking for new beauty foods and drinks. Interdimensional help and miracles for the hopeless now. The angry empath. Me to Jackie on the Dundas streetcar. Are there any video games that are just about, like, making a friend? Trying to get Scott to plant a love garden for me with wildflowers and appropriate herbs and butterfly-loving things. I was so happy about having gone canoeing on the weekend that two people at work started calling me the Rose and then Canada's Rose. What is Hollister? Mom bod. My boss gave me a Lippy Girl lipstick. Color, sassy ass. Shining back at me from my bookshelf, the Moosewood Cookbook. Saw a healthy looking patch of algae by Newark Airport. No socks, no underwear, menstruating, about to board Brazilian airline back to Toronto. When I die, I want a rose quartz tombstone. Universe, please let this be my time to shine. The Mystic Cookbook. Today started off so well, and my nail decal said, LOL. But then it turned bad, and I looked down, and my nail decal just said, OL. Longest 5 minutes of my life, Jackie showing me video about a really good archer. Sorry, Jackie. Scott's new coat is green sometimes and brown others. When I was 18 years old, I took an adult ed course on witchcraft. Sorry, I haven't been liking people's stuff as much. Just found out why. My B12 is low. Also, sorry I didn't thank everyone for the Facebook birthday wishes. My B12 is low. Actual words exchanged. Jackie, can I eat my seaweed snacks in the bath? Me, no, it's too much like the ocean and it will just float away. Update, trying to get Jackie to watch the double rainbow video with me. Jackie eating a bowl of snow with maple syrup. I imagine the live musician in yoga class was Adam Sandler singing the Hanukkah song. Trying out a joke. It was so cold that my probiotic stayed active out of the fridge. Nerdiest thing ever said. There's our tower. Referring to the CN Tower, driving back into Toronto, comparing tower to one in Niagara Falls. I'm going to start liking the Grateful Dead ironically now. Last Google search, baby pink eco yoga mat. Had a bad dream that I tried to type in lavender fridge to Google image search and I couldn't. At a baby shower where the retelling of the movie Benjamin Button is happening. Prissy things I do. Number one, carry around minute debris, garbage, in my hand for extended period of time if I cannot find a garbage can. No littering. Prissy thing number two that I do. Always going out the front door of the streetcar so I can thank the driver. Prissy number three. Sitting near driver on bus or subway so I am kept safe. Prissy thing I do number four, not drinking. Prissy number five, always early or on time for work except for the day the punch clock went digital and I panicked and couldn't find my card. Prissy number six, yoga. Prissy number seven, likes new age talk radio. Prissy number eight, bathes daily. Prissy number nine smiled at a police officer. A man with reduced vision said that I have an angelic face. Highlights so far. Coworker called time clock at work time machine by accident. I just did a performance in which I sat with a bored, bummed look on my face with a sign over me that said, "She has a yeast infection. My choice." Praying that he notices my yoga glow. Person on wedding dress show just called their fiancé a goof. Troubled persons need the help of their local female rabbi. I'm sometimes so unconvinced that I exist that I'm surprised and pleased when a car stops for me to cross the street. After leaving today under the weather from work, I grabbed a free magazine with Alyssa Milano on the cover talking about being a mom. To transfer my new art, my gallery will probably send over two people with special crates and stuff pack it up safely. It will be larger than me. On Facebook, aggressively liking things. Thought about explaining the concept of dressing for irony to my dentist, but decided against it. I have a basic first name. Me. Just telepathically willed Scott to not tell me plot of comic book movie he just saw. Pain, the scourge of the living. I wish I had the technology to make clouds and holograms for performance. Spent too much money on fresh juice and pulled burdock burritos, gluten-free. Moment of comedy, trip someone by rolling out my yoga mat. Not her, don't normally find people tripping funny. Shaking the kaleidoscope to see what is happening. Meet a Scott. I feel like my vulnerability is my greatest strength. Curing rag books in incense smoke. The new world of teddy bears. It's all normal before the party, throwing up pennies, stoking up the diffuser, thinking about my mental health. creating an ambient atmosphere for guests through scent. Sorry I'm a shitty parent for not bringing my kid to the pumpkin patch and shit. Miniature butterfly clips for the hair. When you have a party, what special supports are in place to help shy people? We demand attention. We need help. Be a shy person's companion. Scott thought I would want to see a movie because Neil Patrick Harris was in it. Maybe for Hanukkah, someone will buy me some Beats by Dre headphones. Fake crying to fool people into thinking you found the wedding dress of your dreams. I just told my child to follow me on Twitter. I was like, follow me. Performance art, getting my nails done and then knocking on everyone's doors I know to show them. Project, taking photos of people crying at work / crying on public transit. Scott read me a poem about marriage that had the word Leviathan in it. Today at work, there was a homemade rain stick, musical instrument, with the word angels on it, spelled like that. I sat on a bucket in the back of a van. There was all this stuff I wanted to buy but couldn't afford it right now. Natural makeup, flower essences, aloe juice, etc. My Chanel ribbon is missing. Please pray for its safe return. Chanel ribbon found. In a whiny voice, in a mall at York Mills subway station, me. I guess I'll just sit here quietly and do my affirmations. Scott and Jackie, silence. There's a part of me that feels frozen inside. I will never go to the Playboy Mansion. Hairdresser in New York told me that straightening people's hair was a waste of his time while straightening my hair. Marry me, milk-free dessert bars. Why am I not on a first date at a... Okay, so now I'm going to share some of my newsletter items with you back from 2007 to present time. Fiction. We lived in two glass castles. We communicated by mental telepathy and the electrical impulses in our hearts. We told each other of our suffering. Swept away forever, the tides pulled me in and the red tide turned pink and we sank to Atlantis, which was at the very, very bottom of the sea near the prehistoric sea creatures, phosphorescent and strange, where we met Wonder Woman and she loved us. The end. Realization. Deeply preppy people like sex as much as punks. Relationship story. I once rode for hours, all night, on the bus to visit my love interest at the time in Petawawa at the Army base. His last name was actually Love. He was a very interesting Forrest Gump type character who collected bizarre experiences such as joining the Army. We watched the movie Carrie, his favorite. I was stoked to eat in the mess hall. After the army, he became a Greyhound bus driver. Wish that I was a famous Russian ballerina. Movie Corner. Vulnerable. I love these movies. Knights of Cabiria. Contains one of the best scenes in history where a darling, adorable, clown-like woman of the night hides in a bathroom overnight. Almost Famous, best line. Why doesn't he love me? I adore this movie. I wanted it never to end, ever. Some Kind of Monster, about the band Metallica in group therapy. Music, Junior Senior, played it at my son's birthday party for musical chairs and limbo. P.S. Competitive games are a mistake. Some favorites. Long, interesting talks, hardly happens. Funny things, made for TV movies, winning, crimped hair, waterfalls, old things like clothing, perfume bottles, furniture and magazines, good radio programming, 1920s and 1930s jazz and feminist talk shows, the mortal god that is my pagan husband, Nadia Comaneci, sad-faced, perfect 10 gymnast, BartandNadia.com, miracles, free organic menstrual products. What's up with that corner? question. Why are the Saturday Night Live best of DVDs all of men except for two? Sexism. Recipe. Lemon water. 1. Heat clean water until hot. 2. Squeeze lemon into it. 3. Drink. It's a gentle detox, good upon rising in the morning. Wish. No more trauma for anyone. Strong dislikes. Competitive games. Once again, to reiterate. Snobbery. The feeling in certain areas of the city, like Bathurst Street. Fiction. Intro to mainstream, unedited. My fiancé, then boyfriend, proposed to me in the Raffles Hotel when we were both working in Hong Kong. We knew immediately we would be together for the rest of our lives. 2 years later, our daughter Paige was born. Luckily, she's healthy and happy, and I have a lot of help raising her. It takes a village, right? Steve's a partner at a law firm. We give him lots of space and time because he works so hard. I like to unwind by watching my shows. I love Friends. It's hilarious. I don't practice any religion, but we had Paige baptized, mostly for our families. I don't worry. I jog to let off steam. I'm training for the Boston Marathon 2010. We just renovated our kitchen and bathrooms, and what a headache it was. We take good care of our stuff. We want it to last. All of our artwork is framed in UV protective glass. We don't have a junk drawer. Everything I have is accounted for. Steve has many interests. He also has a lot of expensive state-of-the-art audiovisual equipment, aka home stereo system. Paige is not allowed to play with Steve's toys. I'm in charge of making sure Paige doesn't touch any of his stuff. My first year out of university, I taught English abroad. I paid off my student loan in full. I love to travel. Next year, when Paige is old enough to really enjoy herself, we're taking her to Disneyland. It's a great place for kids. Scary things that can happen with mirrors. You look in and you see someone else instead of yourself. You look in and you see someone else behind you that you didn't know was there. You look in and see a tunnel into another world. Over the years, you look at your face so much, you look like a woodland creature. Once, to take an 80s-style aerobics class, low impact, with really good music. Best Valentine's Day ever. Nonfiction. Platonic. Year 1993. Hung out with my friend Dylan. We slow danced to Elvis. I slept on his couch. In the morning, I went into his room and we listened to a little bit of Romeo and Juliet on the radio. True, I hate Shakespeare, but not that day, or the old Romeo and Juliet movie. Then he made me a toasted bagel with strawberry cream cheese and fresh strawberries. Perfect. Choose your own answer. Question, how do you really know if someone loves you? Answer, you can't, because you can never truly know what's in someone else's heart. Answer number two, you just know, you can feel it. Music. Get from library, CDs of whales making haunted sounds, beautiful. Decorating and moving tips. Open the window of new place. Sweep or vacuum and mop floor with orange oil soap. Light beeswax candles. Feel happy, feel perfect and hopeful even though you live in a very old house and things are unfixable. Concern, looking like / being 30-something new age mom wearing funky hats and brooches. 9 out of 10 people like fish and chips in North America. Fiction. Once upon a time, I was a beautiful ballerina, so painfully thin, so exquisite. Everyone loved me. When I cried, people were so sad. When I danced, it made everyone cry. My skin was so white, it almost looked blue. I hardly ever smiled, and my clothing was hopelessly outdated. It was so gray in Russia and cold, everything was serious. One night, we got a bootlegged copy of the movie White Nights. We were amazed. It was as if we were looking in the mirror. I only ever loved one man. He was Russia's most famous contemporary artist. For some reason, he did not love me back. I had white, pink, black, and peach-colored pointe shoes. I kept them in a wooden box at the end of my bed. A French perfumist created a perfume for me. Each bottle contains 100 proof vodka, 500 rare and special jasmine flower blooms, some diamond dust, and Love Lies Bleeding essence. An American fan sent me a Fendi bag in the mail. Life, so wonderful, so cruel. Favorite food, maple syrup and snow. Magical, photographs, photocopies, waterfalls, rainbows, subways, money, having a child. Embarrassing, when people think you are wearing a uniform but you're not. Sad, restaurants that are closed at dinner time. My robot's main jobs. To comfort me when I'm most upset, to tell me how special I am, to hang out with me when I'm lonely or bored, to be with me if Jackie is sick, for company support and help, to help me do laundry, to reassure me, to do difficult, unsavory household chores and or crosstown errands. Hope, to go shopping via time machine in 1920, 1930, 1940, 1960, 1970, 1980, Sears, to buy beautiful clothing and house fixtures. I'm sick. I have a crush on a TV personality. He was on Project Runway season 3. His name was Milan. He was very well dressed. Everyone, please try and see it. He cried when he got kicked off. Sometimes I feel like Archie Bunker. I love Gloria on All in the Family. Also Lisa Bonet as Denise Huxtable. I also feel like George Jefferson and sometimes Carol Burnett / Miss Hannigan, Annie. New. I have a round table that I'm working at while I make this. I love round tables. Egalitarian. January note. Things suck this month. Bad. Talk about melancholic winter. I'm barely standing it. Why is it so difficult to spend time with people socially? I'm likely to feel invisible, bored, misunderstood, different, insecure, invaded, depressed, shut down, drained because of my own intense sensitivity, social challenges, shyness, anxiety, clairsentience, which is feeling what others feel as if it is you feeling it. It's like being a vessel for the thoughts and feelings of others. Sometimes not even consciously known or felt by them. Colleges. Sarah Lawrence, Oberlin, Evergreen, Wellesley, Smith, Bennington, Antioch. Comment. We are making history. When I see mothers with little kids, a nanosecond later, I see their dated hair and young soft face in photo albums, old, and looking back, remembering. Confession, narrowly averted having sex to a Nickelback song. Fiction, vanilla is an orchid. Once upon a time, there was a girl, and she had every toy imaginable. Her bedroom was on 2 floors. She had her own lushly carpeted staircase, an ensuite bathroom with a pink heart-shaped jacuzzi tub. She had rose beige-colored carpet. Mostly, she played Barbies in her upper room. She had Barbie McDonald's. She was the most popular girl at camp. She had one of those hoarse-sounding voices. Her favorite song was Umbrella by Rihanna. Her friends would come over, her parents would order them pizza, and they would dance and laugh. The ceiling in her room was steepled like a castle. She had her own turret. She had a good book collection, including the Peter's World Atlas, which is supposed to have literally shifted the center of the world map-wise. When she got older and was 35, she lived in subsidized housing, was unmarried and healthy with a child. She enjoyed the Toronto Public Library website and doing searches on it, putting things on hold. She enjoyed Mexican food, corn tortillas, guacamole, garlic shrimp. She enjoyed her imagination. There were a lot of things she didn't enjoy. Here's a short list. Scavenger hunts, geocaching, long walks, camping, biking, and horseback riding. When she was a child, her favorite place was on Vancouver Island. It was called Tom Thumb's Safety Village. It was like a mini-to-scale roadway with traffic lights and crosswalks. She adored it because she felt her control in the car and she could play it safe, drive carefully and properly, and stop for the pedestrians. As an adult, she didn't learn to drive because she was afraid. Afraid and disinterested. Likes. My Cupid Doll Tea Set. Song. Piece of Me by Britney Spears. Weddings. Church Bells. When Not Sad. Pink Lace. Louise L. Hay. Poem. Shelter Me. Let me attend my prom and come home by dawn. Funny. Dessert's name for natural disasters and or the apocalypse. Example, blackout cake or mudslide. I love some flowers, especially if they are pink, white, purple, or blue. The stupidest thing about movies. In romantic comedies, there's always a best friend of the main character who says to the main character, "You've got to get out there," encouraging them to date. Advice to filmmakers in this case. Show, don't tell. Interest. Suits with matching hats, with comfortable slash fancy shoes, sharp pencils, Smiley Cyrus's big smile, wicked film at Hot Docs, kids and money. Happy to have quiet, no noise, no music, except for the refrigerator, the wood floor settling, and this pen, blessed. Dedicated to Scott's Uncle Jimmy, a deep, quiet, and capable Davy Crockett type who bought me goat cheese from Mennonites, his friends, over the holidays. We will miss you, a true individual. I am thankful for what I have. I am grateful for what I'm about to receive. Nonfiction. I was in a church. It wasn't that weird for me. There was a very smart priest. She said beautiful things and taught me about death. Uncle Jimmy died. The lunch ladies were clanking porcelain and washing dishes by hand. There were cream cheese and maraschino cherry sandwiches. I thought, we're not in synagogue anymore. Jimmy had a stepfamily on Manitoulin Island. 19-plus First Nations folk came down. There was smudging and drumming. I was treated like part of the family. Family, little did they know I'm not a part of anything. Joking. When I was a little kid, my family went to the movie The Outsiders. There was this amazing smell in the theater, the freshest lemon, new lemon. That's my favorite smell from memory. My other favorite smell is apples, freshly picked from orchard, being stored in a cold cellar. Fiction. Every Sunday when I was home alone, I would watch women's gymnastics or a made-for-TV movie and snack. This Sunday, things were different. My family won a contest, so we got a 30-minute shopping spree in a big supermarket. It was called Whole Foods. We each took a section. I was on cheeses, goat's milk cheese soaked in wine for 3 years, oils, vinegars, crackers, and bread. Sis took the gourmet water and juice section, as well as the fridge and freezer, F&F, for frozen organic peaches. My brother rated the produce, concentrating on the most expensive of tropical fruit and fragrant herbs and flowers. I double-backed around to get body care and supplements, mineral makeup, peaches and cream lotion, Dr. Hauschka, Gerlich, John Masters, salt lamps. Enough to sell on the street corner, no rules against this. Bach flower remedies, tissue salts, cell therapy, colloidal gold, colloidal silver, angel essences, felonium beeswax candles, bamboo robes, books, calendula suppositories, children's bubble bath, the whole lot. Mom filled up large hemp sacks with bulk grain and beans, sun drops and chocolate covered malt balls. We grabbed tons of seventh generation products and store-made vegan strawberry marshmallows. Not a stone was left unturned. Yes, this was a different kind of Sunday. Heaven on earth now. I used to have two non-active clubs. One of them was the Hot Sandwich Club. Lights. The idea of rare perfumes. Personalized stationery. Interpersonal treasures. 1980s makeup and clothes. When people help. Poem. Bathe in golden light, burning through money. Thanks to my mother for listening to me rant about my childhood the other day. Trick, if you want to get email and you're not, go outside for a walk and check email in 10 hours. You will have one, at least. Recipe number one, Mediterranean platter. For one. Step one, roast whole red pepper brushed with olive oil, 30 minutes at 400 degrees. Cool under cold running water, peel, discard skin, seeds, and stem. Two, fry pita bread in pan with olive oil, both sides, squeeze lemon over it, cut in quarters. Three, cut up cucumber as much as you want and dump one can of organic chickpeas and lots of fresh mint leaves into one cup of sheep's milk yogurt. Four, eat all together in front of Facebook. Recipe number two, frozen grapes. Freeze bunch of grapes overnight. Fiction. I lived in the powder pink room at the Grand Hotel. I did. I ate room service for every meal. It was a health food restaurant. The people that worked in the hotel were like my family. Days I was in charge of the hiring of my booth down at the park. I had an information booth. People could come there to find out about me. My staff was highly trained. They could answer almost any question about me. If they got stumped, they could access my database on site. FAQ. Who is Lisa Smolkin? Why should I be interested about her? What is so great about her? Why does she appear to be floundering so? The staff was also trained to help people, because that's what I would have liked to have done. To provide those with comfort, security, love, occasional advice, and of course, information. I would have wicked music samples like rare classical music of angels, drums of the perfect punk rock song, 80s ballads, 90s hip-hop, hot 1920s jazz made by women. Having a booth would help me get organized. I would give all my papers away that I've saved for so many years. Like a living scrapbook, my memory would be out there instead of in here. I might make snacks or do talks about interpersonal dynamics. Grab men out of picnics and say, "Behold, the alpha male." I would get in photographs of sports teams like a mascot. At the booth, there might be some real-life artifacts of mine for people to look at or even steal if they wanted it badly enough. They could also give me gifts. I might visit and perform marriage ceremonies in the park or other magical initiations to some other place or time or experience, creating thresholds out of flowers or water. Sometimes the booth would be so busy, like the day I showed up for the cooking demo, and sometimes it would be very slow, with one person wandering over in an electrical storm and we would shelter them. There was a small room in the back. It was like Cleopatra's bathing and lounging quarters. Fancy. I'm not saying I'm a great woman. This is just how it was, and I'm only telling you. With the hope not to offend, I became an ordained minister over the internet yesterday for the Universal Life Church. Coupon for one smile. Watch for women with bleached blonde hair wearing white, light pink, light yellow, lavender, or turquoise. Career. Hope to be a marriage commissioner in Ontario and an energy healer, non-denominational. I realize that instead of getting married, I actually want to be the one to officiate the marriages of others. True story. A saint gave me a piece of chocolate and a pink rose petal. To you, dear reader or listener, there's a lot I haven't told you. Feel like an alien? Try the flower remedy Shooting Star. Add crocus sleeping pills. Food. My ex-sister-in-law, sort of, at her baby shower, there was a friend of her mother's that made an amazing dish characteristic of the 1960s where everything was so opulent, rich, smothered, and covered. It was a full loaf of bread made into salmon sandwiches. And then the entire form of sandwiches was covered, all sides, in cream cheese like icing. It was so gorgeous, although I didn't eat any. In an alternate universe, or this one, this might be one of my favorite foods. It probably is anyways. Movie. Raw food made easy. Watched with my 6-year-old son. We both seem to love cooking shows. Very educational. In one day, I made 3 recipes, quick and easy. Also, Wally. Moody and awesome. Bliss, 1997. Good. List number 1. Leather, wool, silk, fur, tallow, cream, butter, eggs, honey. The plenty of animals. Likes. Scented pencil crayons. The good life of a child. Affirmation. I forgive the citizens of planet Earth for not always making a fuss over me. Things I could be good at. Perpetual Greyhound passenger. Favorite songs. Sunny Skies by Hello Blue Roses and techno version of Van Halen's Jump. A letter I wrote and sent almost 8 years ago to an oatmeal manufacturer. Dear Irhan, I'm writing to thank you for your instant oatmeal product and tell you the story of how it has made a difference in my life. On a morning such as this one, whence I feel like starving myself, your uncompromised product, made with 100% certified organic oats and real maple syrup and packaged in individual serving sizes, is simple enough for me to boil, add the water, and then eat up. In the shadow of my impending breakup with blank and the 6-week-old, barely human fetus I am carrying, your quality cereal is sustaining me through to a better day. If it were not for your cereal, I would probably be in my room in misery, incapable of a single caring gesture towards myself, which I am so in need of. Although my inability to accept the reality of a painful, horrifying, and very sad situation has not been touched by your cereal or the eating thereof, I found a grounding that happens through the eating of some healthful earth food. Through indecision and heartbreak, your product helps in keeping my soul from fluttering away. Sincerely yours, a satisfied customer, Lisa K. Smolkin. More newsletter items. Special word, power broker. List, isotonic beverages, perfumes containing 100% unconditional love, marriage, shopping, talks, the color pink, seasons. Prepartum depression. I have nothing clever to say. I'm merely trying to make peace with the circumstances of my life and difficult feelings which so often appear unfavorable. Movies I want to see. Living Goddess, a documentary film following the lives of 3 young girls in Nepal worshipped as living deities. Was obsessed with the movie Meet Joe Black, about the devil. Seen it? I have a museum. If any of you would like to visit it, please email me, lisasmolkin@gmail.com, by appointment only. Advice for hipsters, access your hearts and your souls. New middle name, Miracle. Brilliant. Kathy Acker, Lisa Carver, Kim Don. Nuit Blanche 08 was hell night for me. I was so stressed and miserable. Wanting to party like a teenager or an adult in a dark pub with wooden padded booths. Friendliness, comfort, exciting newness, romance, hope, engagement, ideas, food, bevies, friends, community, the real kind, inclusion, the eternal flame. Nonfiction. It is supposed to be icicle day today, because Jackie said. He even had me write it in the calendar. Unfortunately, I feel like a winter indoor zombie. At 2 p.m., I finally made some beet juice to color some water, filled up balloons with this new beautiful pink water, and put them outside to freeze, minus 16 degrees. In a few hours, we can remove the balloons and have something. Pink ice crystals. The other night, I became fun when we leaned out windows and smashed icicles. More nonfiction. I once made my friend/neighbor cry by doing the splits in front of her. We were 13 and she wasn't quite there yet. Fun, reading the Atlas. Story. I'm going on a trip to somewhere warm on a bourgeois elitist world cruise that takes 3 months. There are no conflicts and no one is mad at me. Everyone I know comes to see me off and I throw streamers and confetti, littering, at them. It is like the TV show Love Boat. I actually have an interest in meeting people and participating in activities. At night, I go into my cabin and close the door, just like those other people. Reprinted from my email to Kevin. Feeling and taste. White chocolate mousse with chocolate chips. Join my club. Meetings at my house and beyond. Join first. Subject announced later. It will be fun. LisaSmolkin@gmail.com. Job. Registrar General of Canada. If I had this job, I would sit at my desk, sign things, and shake my head yes to things. Other jobs. Professional dancer, midwife, woman's studies student for life, body care sales, natural, shy mom. Poem. Sincere, earnest, elevator, going up, gold buttons pressed, destination, penthouse. 1 million glass ceilings, radiant heating in floors. My spam is unsexy lately. I hope I'm not losing my touch. Universe? SECFRS. This stands for Seemingly Endless Capacity for Relational Struggling. Characters in The Breakfast Club I can relate to and percentages. Ali Sheedy, weirdo, 45%. Brian, geek, 25%. Claire, princess, 15%. Carl, janitor, 8%. Mean teacher, vice principal, 2%. Secret. Sometimes I Google things like the phrase desperately overwhelmed or what is happening. Hope, proper organic whole food meals for patients and prisoners. Nutrition therapy. Awesome. Entering a contest or applying for something that you'll find out the next day if you'll get. Favorite part of awesome birthday party. Pretending to be a male and kind of a jerk. Shouldn't label. A dear friend Sonia kept trying to talk to me and get me alone. So I set her up in my room and be like, oh, I'll be right back. And then I take off without feeling bad for 15 minutes. And then come back and do it again. Distractible, narcissistic type. Love you. Alienation Corner. I dressed up like a flapper for Halloween. Irish Moss, Cold Ocean, Maidens, Moon. Favorite Jeopardy category, potent potables. I was excited because I made a sculpture about food. Nonfiction. I will never forget the beautiful, sniffling, expressionless face of the British airline attendant, impeccably made up as well. Passenger on the plane said to airline attendant, "You have a terrible cold." Beautiful, sniffling airline attendant in exquisite English accent. Thank you. Likes, aroma disc players, veggies with miso paste or gravy, perfume bottles, flowers, positive attention, connecting with people and or ideas, luxury, water, fresh mint, old water paper, old wallpaper, crystal chandeliers. What I find funny, inappropriate impulses, like asking someone who's carrying something very heavy, do you like me? If so, why? I always wanted a bed shaped like an oyster with a closing lid. Basically, I want the inside to be pink satin and I'm the pearl.
Wow.
Wow, Smolkin.
I don't know what it is, but there's just something so simultaneously specific and yet so totally generous in the talking that Lisa just did.
Dare I say it was Smolkin?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is witheringly personal in a way, right? Like the minutia of everyday desires that go through your mind, you know, when you're having a relationship, when you're, I presume, having a child. I mean, it's something I have no experience with, but I can guess, you know, think all those areas of life I so rarely am attentive to exactly how I feel during all those moments.
Yeah. You know, as someone who doesn't use social media, I often forget that it can have this potential as a place to really share those raw, unprocessed experiences and emotions.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Lisa's capacity for self-observation is remarkable in that respect.
Oh, yeah. It's top-notch. Once again, I'd call it smoking.
That's right. That's right.
Smoking.
And also, you know, really making herself available to the audience. Like, you can email her.
Yeah, she's right there available via communication technologies. Although, I've noticed in the last few guests, I mean, Boy George aside, he's a busy guy, people have made themselves available via Facebook or text message, or even, remember, Julia Peltofeldman gave out her own phone number. I mean, she could be getting televangelist calls for the rest of her life. I mean, who knows who's listening to the talking show? It's really, really seems like a new trend.
That's right. That's right. You cannot email most of our regular guests. Robert Ashley can no longer be emailed.
Oh, how tragic. I mean, if we could only email Bob. You know, I was just listening to one of the scenes from Dust, that opera. God, it's a really good one. There's that amazing fight scene. I think it's Act 2 with that great line, "The only thing I like better than sucking cock is fighting."
Sure. I mean, that is a perspective. That is an approach to thinking about the quote-unquote personal. Absolutely. Absolutely a legitimate perspective on the work as well.
Yeah. I mean, the personal is political.
Anyway, this has been awfully real of us here, but that's how we do it. Realer than too real. For real. Here. On the talking show, the gauntlet is thrown, but if you bend over to pick it up, you will regret it.
Yeah, because you'll tear your pants.
Good evening, Chinatown.
Don't tear your pants.
Sorry, yes, good morning. Good Thursday morning to you, Chinatown.
Guten Morgen.